This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Emirates, the airline, announced late last week that it's adding a flight between its hub in Dubai and Panama City. So the Middle East now has a shortcut to Central America. But beyond that, at 8,590 miles and with an estimated travel time of 17 and a half hours, this will be the longest nonstop flight in the world, which is the theme for our global quiz today with Quizmaster Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of The Globalist. Thanks for coming in, Stefan.
Good morning, David. This morning, I'm going to take you not quite on a ride, but on a flight. What is the longest nonstop commercial airline flight in the world today?
All right, and the choices are?
From Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, to Beijing, China, the other capital in the G2. Johannesburg, South Africa, to Atlanta, Georgia. Sydney, Australia, to Dallas, Texas. Or D, Singapore to New York, New Jersey.
All right. So if those are the questions, Singapore to Newark Liberty Airport. Is that the one?
That used to be true if we had recorded this quiz a couple of years ago. Nearly 19 hours in duration, a flight that began operating in June 2004. But Singapore Airlines ended that flight in November 2013. That longest flight is no more.
By any chance, is it Sydney to Dallas?
You're right, and one would expect that that must have a lot of mining people on board because, Australia does a lot of that, or oil, in Dallas, Texas. Over 8,500 miles, Qantas, the Australian carrier, does it. It takes nearly 17 hours, and I was on another of those long flights recently from Hong Kong to Newark, New Jersey, and that took well over 15 hours. Hong Kong, by the way, has three of the longest, 10 longest flights. But those things are called ultra long hauls. And in order to make it on an ultra long haul, if you haven't had the pleasure yet, you need to find a flight that takes at least 12 hours and also covers at least a distance of 7,500 miles. So that's quite a way around the globe.
And stretch your legs and bring some water aboard if they let you. Stefan Richter, our quiz master, tweets at The Globalist. Thank you so much, Stefan.
Always trying to stretch the mind and the body, especially if you're on the airplane.
All right. Now, for those of you who take your navigation seriously, the new Emirates flight Dubai-Panama is unseating the Qantas flight by just about 10 miles. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.